Every single day, truth, accountability, exposure, that is the platform. But today, in particularly, if you are salivating for that truth, for that exposure, and for that accountability, you have certainly come to the right place. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Now, we have been banned from YouTube overnight. The communists on that platform have decided that over 77,000 people are no longer allowed to decide for themselves whether to consider me a tinfoil hat-wearing, bootlicking conspiracy theorist or a true patriot fighting for the truth to be exposed. This should upset everybody. Whether you're on my side and believe in this or not, whether you are an America First patriot or whether you are the biggest Marxist fascist on the face of the planet, you should be infuriated by the fact that no longer are you allowed to decide for yourself, but that the communists are deciding what's best for you and your family on your behalf. They're taking it upon themselves to silence voices. It's disgusting, it's appalling, it's alarming, and it needs to be addressed immediately. He is known on Twitter as @JohnHereToHelp, for a good reason. He's been forced to use the name Ryan White in times past, but his real name, if you didn't know, is Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. Now, he has been targeted and jailed. He has been tortured to ends that you could never imagine. But he simply wants to be introduced as Dr. Jonathan McGreevy, scientist, soldier, human. The deep state cabal fears this man. Now, as Dr. McGreevy and I began talking about a possible interview on this program, I learned a lot about him. I learned that McGreevy started crunching numbers for the government very early on in his career, which is when he was first granted his clearance. Now, that was a long time ago. Computers, he said, were not widely available, and if they were, they were not very powerful, so they still needed and relied on people to do the work. McGreevy's career advanced quickly. Encryption work led to satellite work, ultimately work on spy satellites, mostly with the National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO. From there, things would get really wild. McGreevy has served in our military, he has served in the intelligence community, and he was responding to a calling. He was in those places for all of the right reasons, and that does not sit well with the global cabal. And McGreevy has been given ultimatums. He's been offered money, lots of money. He and his family have been threatened with physical harm, kidnapping, and death. He has been physically tortured to ends that I am not going to mention here, and I will let him tell you about if he should feel so comfortable in doing so. McGreevy illustrated the career path, explaining to me how everything just kind of fell in line as things became more in-depth in school and then ultimately in grad school. The institutions that he attended, like Hopkins, have very deep government and military ties. And as progressing into the Army, he still maintained his connections to everything from the past and continued to work on various projects, either as a consultant or in a think tank type situation, as he so described it. Now, McGreevy became extremely close with a nonviolent Muslim Brotherhood believer, and he became embedded. He introduced McGreevy to many people that he was able to pass information to in an attempt to thwart violence. The information superhighway quickly opened up for McGreevy. He soon found himself passing information to local and federal law enforcement, and ultimately to the DOJ in Baltimore, where he began working with Rod Rosenstein. He went from a sort of anonymous informant to an information collector on behalf of the United States government, being tasked with certain things, working terrorist cases, and given the cover of Ryan White. They chose the name Ryan because of McGreevy's Irish heritage, and White was chosen, well, because it's a family name, and someone could actually research his background and corroborate things rather easily. McGreevy ultimately started blowing the whistle on Obama's criminal activity and Rod Rosenstein's dirty agenda. McGreevy has been a thorn in the side of the deep state cabal for a very long time. They hate him. They want him dead. But now, here, today, on this show, on this platform, in front of the whole wide world, it is time to lay it all out on the table. He joins us by phone, and he'll be here momentarily. Now, in our conversation today, we will be exposing very specific and certain truths about the 2020 presidential and down-ballot election fraud. The real truth behind the January 6th big lie. He will name names as never named before, and maybe, most importantly, COVID-19. The vaccines, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, the ultimate plan of these globalists to take on the West, topple and destroy an entire political system, overthrow a constitutional republic, and ultimately to gain total and complete subservience from every global citizen. Now, in our text exchange last evening, Dr. McGreevy told me, quote, "This will most likely put a strain on certain family members. I'm going to reveal information that's not come out previously, information that I have corroborated, and certain people who have a connection to Pelosi are going to know where it came from." Well, they're going to know because he's going to say it here. Dr. McGreevy, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your bravery, and I can confidently say that it's my belief that I speak for millions when I say thank you for being here. Thank you for agreeing to do this. So I want to start here. I think it's important that we establish the credibility of some transcripts that, you know, you had some conversations with defamation attorney Lynn Wood. He has become under come under scrutiny, of course. People trying to discredit these transcripts. Oh, Lynn Wood is making it up. Can you 100%? Without question, validate, corroborate those words as true and correct conversations and account of fact that you can back up?
Yes, they're absolutely accurate. I can back it up. I don't say anything, I'll put anything out there that I can't back up. And that was me on there. Mr. Wood was kind enough to, we spoke prior to that, of course, but he was kind enough to invite me to his home for a few days. He went over everything and then he took the interview.
And during those interviews, the transcripts accurately reflect what was said. Those are a true, unquestionable, 100% correct account of fact.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so I have articulated a little bit of your past. Was there anything that I left out? Is there anything that you want to say before we get started here on the 2020 presidential down-ballot election fraud? Is there anything that you want to add that you want people to know about you, who you are, and how we got to this point?
I was never comfortable talking about myself. Anything I can do is only because the Lord has blessed me many times over. But I have not only my background, which you've gone over some, but my family has similar backgrounds in government, military, things like that, going back decades. So you're in those circles. So it was easy for me to be discovered, for lack of a better word, at an earlier age. It already was. And you meet the same people, go to school with them, talk to them, and, you know, have family ties or professional ties to many people we're going to be talking about. And they're going to be upset again, but they know how I am. So
people are going to be upset with what it is that we're talking about, but there are going to be hundreds of millions of people vindicated as a result of this interview. And when I say things like this interview is going to change the change America, what I mean by that is people don't really know. People don't want to believe that this horrific atrocity is taking place in our country. Is this a Marxist coup?
It's the attempt. We're not done yet. This wasn't the attack yet. This is the softening up stage. Yes.
So we have not seen the beginning of the horror?
No.
Do you project that this is going to get worse before it gets better?
Much worse.
Can you elaborate on that? What can you realistically say that you believe the American public is going to witness, or global citizens are going to witness, before this thing is all over with?
Well, let me ask military or students of history a question. We're seeing food shortages, ammo shortages, fuel shortages, electric shortages, medication shortages. Does this not look like a prelude to an attack? Is this not how you soften up a population? And then you add to that a biological agent that causes widespread damage, and the vaccine's worse. It's a mega version of it. And then you're going to have a percentage of the population that's fine. They can handle it. Always happens. You have a percentage that's going to have a massive reaction, drop dead right now. Same thing. The majority of people, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to see the actual damage, what it caused. And you're talking about over half the population of the country at this point. When that happens, they're going to be debilitated. So there goes half strength and over half the military. And the half that's left is going to be taking care of the other half. And what does that do? That makes everyone dependent on the government. Family of four, you're both working, paying your bills, taking care of everything. What if those bills are $100,000 a month because everyone has severe health problems? How long can you do that? The goal is dependence on government. They didn't want widespread death. There are biological agents that would do that. They didn't want to wipe out the population drastically. They could. There are some that will do that. But they tried hard to get them. But this one will, sure, it'll make you easy to control. The people who didn't take it, or the people who were resistant to it or whatever, they're going to be taking care of people, but your strength overall is going to be drastically reduced. And everyone, depending on the government.
We know the election was stolen. Who stole it and how?
Honestly, the Democrats stole it. They've been doing this for a long time. There are Republicans that have participated in this. You buy blocks of votes. You just basically send some tax money here. When you control an office, send some tax money there. And you're buying, when you do that, 5,000 votes here, 7,000 votes here. But it adds up. And it guarantees you these blocks. And the Republicans are guilty of it as well. It's business as usual. The Democrats have cheated and caused fraud, going back to Obama. With Hillary, they guaranteed the win. She couldn't lose. They had their machine in process. They're doing this. People tried to expose it. There were people like myself, like Dr. McCauley, who exposed it and paid for it. There are other countries, Russia and Israel, who did not change anything, but just stopped changes from happening. You know, it was like stopping a computer virus. And it stopped it. And President Trump came on strong and broke their algorithm. So he won. That really, really upset them because they had everything in place. This whole COVID mess was supposed to happen in Hillary's second term. Imagine if we didn't have President Trump in the office and this had occurred. The hysteria, that would be nonstop. The restrictions. Because that's what they wanted. They would use this to suspend anything and change any law. They're trying now. You can see it. Imagine it under 4 years of a Hillary presidency. What it would be.
So I've said in recent times past that this was a 16-year plan. Obama was the first aide. He was marching the football down to the goal line, for lack of better analogies. He was going to hand this thing off to Hillary Clinton. She was going to punch it into the end zone. That was it. Full Marxism. The whole thing was done. Trump got in their way. He was a speed bump for them. The stolen election is not really the big part of the plan here. It's actually not the big news. That was just something that they had to do because they had to get Trump out of the way. They had to get Trump supporters out of the way. So who was it? If you want to name who is the most responsible for this election theft, who orchestrated this whole thing? Where did the money come from?
The money came from all over the world. Companies, Facebook, Gates, things like this, they control money all over the world. It's just a matter of sending it back in. They started up like the old Acorn, get out the vote, way over a year ago, just to bring this money in legitimately. So it's not a great big dump of cash. But all these organizations are coming up so that money is flowing. So much of the COVID money went into the fraud. You know, President Trump put out a stimulus. People are at home, scared. And so much of that money went into stealing the election in multiple states and into their own pockets. But the money is easy for them to move. They have so much of it. There's nothing they can't afford. And they can buy people and promise people positions.
So when people want to point at specific involved parties, people point at Italy. There's the Italy gate. People point at China. China stole the election. Was this a global concerted effort, as George Papadopoulos recently said on this program? Is it because there were so many people involved with this that is what's making it so difficult to prove it?
We can prove it locally. I mean, you can just throw out the votes that are duplicated, the ones that were mass-produced, the ones that are not legitimate. There are certainly other countries involved. China, the Communist Party of China, the government, not the individual people, they're certainly involved, and they were running through other countries like Italy, like Iran, as a firewall. They're using smaller countries as a firewall to hide their involvement. But they're absolutely involved. They provided money, they have people there, and they've been moving towards this for a long time. It wasn't just somebody said, oh, hey, you know, we don't like Trump, we'll get him out of there. They've been moving towards this for quite a while. President Trump was never supposed to be in the way. And when the plans came out, then, you know, it's like, President Trump's here, well, what can we do? We have to modify things. It's like, it'll still work. We just have to modify it. And now they're in a panic free fall because of the audits, but also because people are not putting up with the hysteria over COVID, the next version anything like this. They're like, I'm not wearing a mask up yours. I'm not taking the vaccine. There's too much negative stuff. And they're losing control. So they're modifying their message saying, don't vaccinate anybody under 14. Don't do it under 30. Just get it to the adults. Get it to the producers and the taxpayers. Get it to them, the patriots. Get it to the older adults because we don't care about them. We want the younger generation, 30 and under, because we can indoctrinate them. We're never going to convince you. You're a patriot. So go away and die somewhere. We want the younger ones that we can convince, that we can sway to our thing, just like the critical race theory. They want it in schools because they want your children to believe it. They want your children to feel bad. They want them to question everything they do and feel bad. And eventually they'll turn that around and resent you. They want your children to be turned against you and hate you. They can't convince you. You're set. And they know it. So go die somewhere. We'll get your children. And this is what they're trying. It's just a form of indoctrination.
When people say, when I told people I was going to have you on the program, they say, he has the receipts. What do they mean by that? What receipts do you have?
Oh, there's paperwork I put up, cases I've been involved with online. I mean, a lot of the cases are sealed, or individual parts of it are sealed to hide exactly where things came from, but there's you can find cases online, the terrorist cases, things like that I've worked through with the same people, Rod, and then the FBI and the DOJ, all through there. You know, Lisa Monaco, all of them are all through it. So we can never say, oh, I don't know. It's like, you're right there. There's your signature. We worked in the case together. So it's just, you know, it's all public access, although much of it is sealed. But it is available to check a lot of it, and there are more and more of it coming out. A lot of it is sealed just to protect people who are undercover or protect how they got the information. But more is coming out. But it's not like, oh, I was involved with the DOJ. There's numerous cases. There are people sitting in prison, you know, put there because of the undercover work. So, and there are articles about it as it was going along, about the arrests and about who was involved, stuff like that.
There are people sitting in prison right now for a so-called insurrection that took place on the 6th of January. We're going to get into that right after the break. We are on the phone with Twitter handle at John Here to Help. His name is Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Jonathan McGreevy in just 60 seconds. We are really going to go after it, really going to get into it in just 1 minute after I remind you of why I think it is so important that you do business with Cortez Wealth Management. Yes, they are the title sponsor, the premier sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, but the reason why I trust Cortez Wealth Management is because I trust the man, Carlos Cortez. He's a God-loving, America-embracing family man. He's a husband. He's a father. He's an America First patriot. He is the sole proprietor, the owner, the CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. And I will tell you that I trust sending you to him because he truly does put America first. Nobody that I have ever met is more concerned about the future of our constitutional republic than Carlos Cortez. That includes your finances. He understands that. He's not one of these big bank conglomerate chain type financial advisors that's controlled and manipulated by the CCP or this fake regime that's in Washington, D.C., or these gangsters on Wall Street. He only does well if you do well. He's an independent fiduciary that builds a plan around you. He can keep all of your investments right here, whether you're talking cryptocurrency, Roth IRAs, 401ks, self-employment pension plans, precious metals, real estate, all of these things. The planning that you're doing, what you're going to leave to your kids and your grandkids. I trust Carlos Cortez. I trust sending you his way. That should carry weight with you, and I hope that you will take me up on this. Visit him online at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. Do business with a patriot. Do business with Cortez Wealth Management. Do business with Carlos Cortez. Do business at CortezWM.com. More with Dr. Jonathan McGreevy right now. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. We are here with John Here to Help, formerly Dr. Jonathan McGreevy, a credible whistleblower who has verified and validated the transcripts of the interviews that Lynn Wood has produced and released. We talked about the stolen election. Is there anything that we missed there? Are there any names specifically that you want to name here who coordinated this domestically?
Oh, well, I mean, everybody up to Pence had a part in it. I mean, he's manipulated, he's controlled. He's always kowtowed to Pelosi in his entire career. I told him prior to the certification he wasn't going to do it. He couldn't. And he's been paid off. He's now being promoted. for a presidential run, which I'm looking forward to.
Is there truth to the fact that Pence is involved with child sex trafficking? Is he a pedophile?
Yes. Yes, he is. The young man that I mentioned in Linwood's interview, and I'm speaking to Pence right now, is like, let's test Mike Pence's memory. Hey, Mike, do you remember when you betrayed President Trump and the entire country just a few weeks ago? Probably not. Do you remember a young man named Jeremy from about 6 years ago? Because we do, and we know where he lives. And, you know, he remembers you. So he's 20 now. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to your presidential run. So, you know, when they say karma wears silver boy shorts, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know about, you know, your constitutional scholar. I don't know about that. I don't know if you have the answer to this. I don't know what we are going to do to fight or reverse this. But you can unequivocally 100% say that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. So is any action, any executive action, any executive orders, any legislation that's happening right now, is any of it legal? Is any of it official?
No. It carries no weight for the people, for the Constitution, anything. It's like I said, if I broke into a bank and took over and bribed the guards and threatened everyone, it doesn't make me the bank president. I can't just empty out the vault and change anything I want. Nothing's legal. They can change it all because they know that it will have a lasting effect. Even President Trump will back tomorrow. It's going to have a lasting effect. This is why certain persons are not going to the southern border. It's not a crisis for them. It's exactly what they want. And they want more and more and more. And there's a ton of money going south to Central and South America to transport these people in from all over. They're coming up here. I mean, they're not walking. They're being transported. It's a nonstop human train coming in because this is what they want. They know that you, like I said, President Trump is back tomorrow. You've got how many millions of new people in? And you're not going to get them all out. They know this. This is why they want every day. Every day is a victory for them until they lose their grip on their phony presidency. And the sooner the better.
We briefly alluded to hundreds, if not thousands, of political prisoners. They're currently being jailed. They're being mistreated. They're being tortured from what we understand. They're in solitary confinement. They're not allowed phone calls. They haven't been charged with anything. Those that have been charged with misdemeanors are still facing decades in prison for what happened on the 6th of January at our Capitol, which, by the way, is now vacant. Nobody is there. Washington, D.C. is a ghost town. I'm not quite sure that there's anybody actually at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue inside of the White House. Can you speak to that? Do you know why Washington, D.C. is vacant? Why is the FBI boarded up?
Well, the FBI wants to support the house, severe everything is, and how the attacks are bad, and the white terrorists are going to attack them. So this is their form of solidarity. They want to appear as their victims as well. We're doing our best. We are investigating this with our normal level of integrity, but it makes us a target. So we're boarded up. They don't portray themselves as victims when they were complicit, when they helped. And there's no reason to have a whole bunch of people in D.C. when you have five or six people running the entire show and just handing out orders.
Who are the people that are running the show and handing out orders?
Pelosi is at the top. She did not become a legitimate speaker, as I mentioned. In 2018, they had to get balance on President Trump, so they cheated enough to get enough seats to control Congress. She's been an illegitimate speaker. So every of the BS impeachments were all illegitimate, so the Russian collusion. It's interesting how that started. It was actually the Russian and Israeli people thwarted a lot of fraud. They didn't change anything, but they did thwart a lot of the fraud coming, or attempted fraud. They just stopped the fraud from occurring. Didn't change anything. And this is why they immediately screamed, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. That's how that started. And because they would shut it down and blame them and make it look like it helped. They knew they stopped their fraud, but they wanted to blame President Trump for it and say they helped him. They reversed it. They blamed them for what they had done.
Is it common knowledge in Washington amongst congressional members of Congress? Is it common knowledge amongst Senate, senators? Is it common knowledge throughout our entire government that this election was stolen and that Nancy Pelosi is an illegitimate speaker and that Mike Pence is a pedophile and that Justice Roberts is a pedophile? Is all of this stuff common knowledge by those so-called elected representatives, by politicians, by people in power? Does everybody know this to be true and correct?
Yes. They know it. So, and that's the way they want it. It's like, you know, what good is a wild card in there? What good is it to elect someone that you don't know, that you don't control? Then you have to fight them. You have to expand your process. You have to put money and effort into convincing them or something like this. It's easier if you control them. And they're controlling themselves by their own disgusting behavior. So you control them now. When you need something signed, when you need a decision in court, and it's important to you, you don't have to make any effort. You don't have to expend money and bribe them and all that. You already control them. They're in your pocket. You just don't even have to remind them, really. You just put it through.
So 100% of Washington, Republicans alike, America First, so-called patriots, all of them know.
Certainly. It's obvious. I mean, anybody with common sense can see it. It's wrong. I mean, a lot of Republicans do it. Most of this is one reason that I've actually started running. I mean, I'm going to bring it up. But too many politicians, they'll tell you all the time, I'm going to win my race. I won the election. And then it becomes all about them because they think they won something and they deserve a prize. It's not about the people. It's not about their duty or what they swore to protect. It's not about the country as a whole. It's about them because they won. They're special now. And that's the attitude they have. And it all becomes about them. So you get in there and there it is. This is how it is. This is how it's been. They're not going to go in and try to change it. They want what they want. They want their piece of the pie. They want to be on the inside for a change.
Let's talk about the January 6th insurrection. What do you know?
Oh, I do write a thread on Twitter that was very well received. Thank you, everyone. And listed the stuff and who the shooter was. Now, I can tell you here that the information I received to write that thread was corroborated by two FBI agents and one Secret Service agent. I corroborated three times before I put it up. You can see the shooting, see the video, and I'm going to tell you a couple parts that are not on the thread and no one's talked about. You know what happened? They're not releasing the thousands of hours of video, although other countries have it. I'm hoping that the family of Ashley Babbitt can request it in discovery because they're suing, get a hold of it somehow. And you'll see, for the most part, really boring stuff. You'll see people just meandering around looking at stuff. You'll see people standing right there talking to the Capitol Police and then just standing there on their phone for minutes on end. You know, really violent insurrection. But they were losing control. This is what I got to towards the end. They were losing control. They needed the violence. They had tried to ramp it up before. So it was back to the election fault. They did not think that they could pull it off. They didn't think they could steal the election. Then they thought that if they did manage to do it, they knew they could get the phony numbers. That was all set up. But they didn't think anybody would accept it. They thought the fraud would be uncovered quickly. They thought that President Trump would not leave until it was uncovered and the whole thing was falling apart. This is why they started that, oh, he's not going to leave, he's not going to leave. Remember the rhetoric everybody was saying? That's why. And they couldn't believe that they actually got it and that he was leaving. They were stunned. They were absolutely stunned that patriots didn't take to the streets and shut down the country.
Two FBI agents and a Secret Service agent corroborated the fact that this thing was 100% a setup. Who set it up?
It was Pelosi. She wanted it in there. She had controlled it. Now she had a lot of help. The thing was, there are FBI agents, there are federal agents all over January 6th. They were all over the place. And they were. One of the persons who corroborated this was there. They set this up. They needed a thing because everybody wanted to stand up and use this. It's the same thing with the bombers. The bombs that were placed. And the FBI knows who they are, because I'll put it right out here publicly. I know who they are. And I can tell you that the person who transported the bomber and the devices has a direct connection to the DOJ.
Who is it?
They were both taking their orders. What's that?
Who is it?
He's related to a DOJ official.
Do you want to name these people?
Not that one. Not yet. But he's related to a very high-ranking judge. Anyway. So, they know who they are, but it's more valuable to them to keep the myth going. Oh, this is a terrorist, a white terrorist. And there's a bomber out there, so we have to keep our building closed. I mean, they're placing bombs. We could be a victim. Then they know who it is. They supplied the crappy device that didn't work. But, you know, we have to keep boarded up because there's a bomber out there. We can't find them. They know who they are. I got a picture of them on my phone. So they know all this. And it's just to keep the thing going. Now, Pelosi, who was masterminding this stuff, really stepped out from behind the curtain to do this. Normally she works through patsies, and she did to an extent on this one. But she didn't trust anybody to get it right. She even called in the orders to get someone to sacrifice. Now, if you get these videotapes, you'll see them going around questioning people, leading them. They were leading other people up to the stairs, and they didn't go that far because the noise or whatever scared them. They felt something was wrong. They just backed off, went the other way. You'll see these on there. They finally got someone up there. It's Baba, and you'll see the shooter. And you can actually see in the video, watch it, as I described. You'll see him move forward, back off, because he's accepting his orders. Who is it? Him? That one? That one? And a lot of people had to fake this cover and things like that, so he wasn't sure who's male, who's female. He had to get an identification of when to shoot. And there's a video recording of this because we know who he was talking to, and we know who he was talking through.
Who was he talking to, and who was he talking through?
He was talking to Pelosi's people, but you could not use the normal communications. This is the part one's heard. There we go. You could not use the normal communication systems because the officers were all over the place, and there are people who regularly, including reporters, but just general citizens, listen to police scanners and listen to the Capitol Police, find out what's going on, get tidbits and info, whatever. Okay, they know this. This is how they get tips. So you couldn't be talking through there. You couldn't have somebody say on the radio, shoot! It would be way too obvious. They also wanted to protect their phones and their transcripts. The FBI's taken all those, but their text messages, things like that. So they were using military encrypted communications.
Dr. McGreevy, do you know who shot Ashley Babbitt?
Well, if the gentleman's online, I mean, that's him. He is the shooter. I don't know his name, I call it. But, I mean, the shooter that's on there, I mean, he is him. I mean, they know what he looks like. They know who he is. But the one who helped set this up, the person who provided a lot of this, Pelosi did not want the FBI coming into her house. You're not going to come into her house and do this and mess it up. Because that's her house, and that's how she refers to it. Her building, her house. She's in charge. She has her own little secret Gestapo police force, and they take the orders. However, they were using, like I said, military communications at the time, and they were provided by a certain person. This person was rewarded for what was done. They helped set everything up. This is the same person who had a duty to protect everything and didn't because of his hatred of Trump and because he saw a way to get inside. And I'm putting this out there because I'm relying on this person's honor and sense of duty to come forward.
So you're not going to name this person?
Well, I'm going to name this one. I'm going to tell you this. But I would like to speak to him. Now, I understand your hatred, your entire to your opinion. But you swore an oath, same one many of us have, more than once. You were paid off, okay? You got your ticket on the inside, but you're not. You're not as safe as you think you are. You are a connection between what happened on January 6th, as fake as it is, and the federal agencies and Pelosi. You are a knot that's easily untied, okay? You have to think of that. And you know how these people are. You don't know the extent of it. He's playing in a league that he's not used to. So I'm speaking to Major General William Walker, the commander of the U.S. National Guard in D.C., and the brand newly promoted sergeant-at-arms promoted by Nancy Pelosi. So, General, I would never attack our military. I would never besmirch someone who wears the uniform, especially a general officer. I'm asking you, sir, to please stand up and defend us as you have done in the past. It's going to come out. I have heard that all of your private and social communications, email, text, phone calls, everything, have been archived for well over the past year. So I would implore you, sir, to do your duty and come out and defend us once more. While you can, you don't realize the level that these people will go to protect what they have.
Wow.
This is the same commander who denied President Trump's request to bring in the troops. It's just, look them up. You can find them easy.
We have so much more to cover that took my breath away. We will be right back with more from Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. We will get right back into that with Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. Your body is more water than anything else, about 75%. So the kind of water that you put in your body affects that 75% of your health, of your life. But not all waters are created equal. Other kinds of water, such as tap water, bottled or reverse osmosis water, can either be dead, acidic, and/or poisonous. They're trying to poison you at every single turn. So instead, what you want is to be drinking living water. This living water is alive with antioxidants, alive with electrolytes, and super hydration. Change your water to this best-in-the-world water, and I promise you it will change your life. Be healthy. Live. For God's sakes, they're trying to kill us. Drink the right water. What is America First Water and why is it the best in the world? Find out at AmericaFirstWater.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstWater.com. Right now, going back to Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. We are joined live by Dr. Jonathan McGreevy here. You know him on Twitter as @JohnHereToHelp. I'm looking at an article right here. The headline says, Pelosi names D.C. National Guard Commander Major General William Walker to be House Sergeant at Arms. Dr. McGreevy, this was a reward for his participation, for providing the communication, for not honoring the request of President Donald J. Trump to activate the military, to allow for this so-called insurrection and ultimately the execution of Ashley Babbitt to continue. Is that what I'm reading into this?
That's correct.
Why did Trump leave the White House?
Because he's an honorable man, and he was not going to maintain it by violence. The Democrats had planned for him not leaving. They had planned for months-long protests around. They were going to encircle the White House. And it was easy to verify. There were hotels all around booked solid because of this that were canceled when he left. There are Occupy White House or OWC type stuff that .coms that the domain names were purchased. They were ready for this, and when he did leave the White House, it was not right. He did not lose. He shouldn't have, and I didn't want him to. I know many people didn't, but he did it to prevent violence, to save lives, and to fight it in a legitimate court system, as corrupt as it is. But he did it the best possible, least damaging way possible. Didn't want him to, but they did it to prevent further damage.
You named the sergeant at arms, the major general. What is your motivation for naming him?
Well, he was involved. It's known, as I said, I've heard that his communications, his text, emails, phone calls, everything for well over a year have already been archived. There's more than one motivation. My motivation is I want him to come forward and talk about the involvement. He is a direct connection to what happened on January 6th and how fake it is, and to Nancy Pelosi. He can give months worth of the communications setting all this up previously and how things changed when President Trump agreed to leave. They were ready for these big Occupy White House, and it changed. But they needed something, and he was involved. And he can tell you that, you know, Nancy Pelosi wanted machine gun emplacements, all this stuff. But he provided the communications because Pelosi did not want the FBI running an operation in her house that she couldn't control and couldn't listen to, and she can't listen to their communications.
What do you suppose or what do you know Pelosi to have offered the major general in order to get him to go along with this?
He wanted a piece of inside. He wanted to be inside. He wanted to be a player. He wanted to be in the big game. And he personally hated President Trump, which is his right. Okay? The man's a general. He's entitled to his opinion. Absolutely. I'll defend that. But he let the hatred blind him. And this is not something I do lightly. I have a great deal of respect for the uniform. And anyone who wears it, the man's a general even. But he allowed his hatred to blind him and to get something he wanted. And they are master manipulators. However, he doesn't realize the position he's in. He's not safe. He's not one of them. He's not a co-conspirator who's trusted. He is a knot that is easily untied if it gets too close to her. So I'm hoping, I'm praying that he's defending the nation all this time. I'll do it one more time, please, sir. Just come out and let people know.
Do you believe that by coming out, he could help to protect himself?
Yes, absolutely. He doesn't realize the people he's close to and what they will do to protect it. He is no longer an integral piece of that day. He's a tiny little player who can be removed at any time. And if they're trying to protect what they've done, protect themselves from being prosecuted for the crimes they've committed, and keep control of the White House, do you think they'd hesitate for a moment? And he's the weak link. You're talking about...
Are you saying that they will kill him?
What's that?
Are you saying that they are capable of and have and would kill him without an issue?
Oh, I believe they would, absolutely. He could just have a heart attack driving home. It would be very simple. He's in the nest of vipers and doesn't realize just how bad these people are. He's not one of them. And he's in between the massive FBI and the political machine around it, and he's in between Pelosi. He's the little guy in the middle, and he's not on equal footing.
Regarding January 6th, regarding the stolen election, is there anything that we have missed before we move into the very important COVID and the vaccines?
I don't think so. I mean, COVID's put out so far. The shooter is a shooter. They're protecting him because if you get to the shooter, it would lead back to the communications, things like that. The FBI, like I said, swooped in, took all the private communications they could, everything to make it look like that, because they don't want anyone to ask about any military channels that were up. And, of course, the National Guard encircled everything for months afterwards. Same thing.
So I just want everybody to understand the magnitude of this. The January 6th crime has been solved, and I hope that Ashley Babbitt's family is listening, and I hope this gets to them. And for every single American out there that watches mainstream media, legacy media, cable news broadcast networks, let it be known that the crime has been solved, that Nancy Pelosi was directly responsible for the assassination death of Ashley Babbitt, and those communications were offered up to that officer who in the video is the officer that took her life, and that those communications were provided by the current sergeant at arms who you are imploring to come forward. Unbelievable. Let's move into COVID. Although it's really hard to breeze over this stuff, we have a lot to get to, which is extremely important. This is a bioweapon. This was, in my opinion, a man-engineered virus that was intentionally manufactured to be released upon the global community to inflict fear, to bring in the real killer, which is the vaccines. Is that an accurate depiction of what this COVID-19 is?
Yes, it is a weapon, without question.
How do you know this, Dr. McGreevy?
I spent my life designing weapons, and in that field as well. Gain of function research is something one of my doctorates was based on. Gain of function is normal. It's not a bad thing. It is when you have idiots like this you could mutate something. It doesn't have to become a weapon. It could be a carrier. You know, viruses are very good at getting into parts of the body or getting into an organ or getting here and there, and they could carry medication. Get a virus that infects cancer cells. All right, now we're talking. So it's important, and it's good medical research. But just like a firearm, it can be used for protection or by a criminal. And what you have here is a bunch of criminals. Tony Fauci is a nasty, nasty piece of work. He is not a big man, and he hates that. Anyone larger than him, he immediately hates. But intellectually, he's not very bright. He is, at most, an administrator. And what you see here is a kid who put together a zip gun, and he's running around, and he's dangerous. COVID is not that well engineered. It's quick. Quick and dirty. But it's effective for what they needed. There are other versions. Wuhan just burned up all their records. They are, there's a bunch, there's more coming. This was just the most promising version. He has done this throughout his career. When someone who was smarter than him, or, you know, who was better at something than him, he would stomp them down, blackball them, stall their research. He's taken research from very gifted, dedicated researchers and physicians in the past. He's taken research, stalled them, where they send it for approval, they send it for review, things like that. He'll take it, stall it, and give it to other people, and they promote it. They publish it, and they get credit, and he benefits financially. And as soon as he has something viable, which they've tried to get things before, they have tried to get bioweapons before that would achieve specific goals they wanted with the population.
Now, you were directly involved with one of those particular viruses, am I right?
Yes.
You developed a virus. What would that virus have done had it been released upon the world?
This was gain-of-function research, one of many, and this one, I shouldn't say which virus, but it was a normally occurring virus you heard about, but it was manipulated and engineered, gain-of-function, to the point where it would affect population by making people sterile. If it had been released within one generation, it would have made 90 to 95% of the male population sterile and approximately 30 to 35% of the female population.
90 to 95% of males in one generation would have become sterile. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
What happened to this research? What happened to this virus?
They tried to get it. Bill Gates tried to purchase it. Fauci tried to steal it. When it became evident that they were very, very serious in not only acquiring it, but basically diluting it and releasing it so that it would be about half as effective, with no guarantee it would be half, that it was destroyed. The research was buried, the rest that was out was destroyed, and they could not get it. And they basically tried to blackball the person as much as they could.
So just so everybody's very clear here, this is a virus that would have essentially wiped out an entire generation by making 90 to 95% of males sterile and 30 to 35% of females would become infertile, unable to reproduce. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates tried to buy this. Gates tried to buy it. Fauci tried to steal it with the intent, knowing what it was capable of releasing it into the general global population. Is that right?
That's correct. Rod Rosenstein tried to seize it legally. His sister, Nancy, was very interested in it and also tried to help him. She was the one pointing out what to look for and how to get it and whether this was real or this was not. She was the one directing them because Rod is not a physician or scientist. And they tried very, very hard to get it. Now, their intent from what was said was they would dilute it, like I said, to about half the effectiveness. They'd wipe out half population by making it one generation or almost there. You could not reproduce.
When it was destroyed, is that when Fauci and Gates became desperate and that is when COVID was designed?
There was 3-4 years before that. They had been looking anyway for something with population potential. And that's how they worded it, something with potential for the population control. Just one way or the other. They don't want to reduce it as much as everybody thinks. I mean, personally, they would like that, but they need things to work. They need systems to work. it's no good being the richest man on the planet with two people. Who cares? They don't want that right now. They want to usher in everything by reducing it over time. They bragged about it. They put movies out about it. And this is their intent. It's coming. I mean, this is what they tried to do. This one would have done it without question. Because, like I said, it's already a naturally occurring virus that can have this effect. It just made multitudes more effective.
We are discussing everything with John Here to Help, Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. We have touched on COVID. We're going to come back with more of that, as well as the vaccine and what its real intent is. What is its real purpose? When we come back, stick around. $1 billion last evening during our text conversation is what Dr. McGreevy told me that Gates was willing to pay for a virus that Fauci wanted to intentionally release on the world that would wipe out an entire generation. 95% of males would be sterile. 35%, upwards of 40% of females would be infertile. These people are sick. They are the epitome of Satan personified. A great time to talk about socks, if you will. StepOnSocks.com, that's where you have to go. If you want to walk all over, step on these snakes all day long. Fauci and Gates, yeah, their names are on the bottom of these things, along with the Clinton crime family, Barack Hussein, Obama, Nancy Pelosi, the fake Joe Biden. That is the legacy version, the original. These things will be ensconced in glass someday as collector's items. Get yourself a pair, a three-pack for just $17.76 over at StepOnSocks.com. What I like to do, I come in the studio, I take my shoes off, everybody plugs their nose, yeah, whatever. But in case we have some liberal plant around here, some suicidal or homicidal, you know, bomb wearing CIA operative, some liberal little intern running around here trying to take me out, they will know when I die by looking at my feet that I was not going to be stepped on. I was stepping on the snakes. Introducing now the new Trader Joe edition. Get over to steponsocks.com right now. Check out the new designs that are popping up daily. A three pack for just $17.76. They are 100% Patriot designed, 100% red, white, and blue, 100% cotton socks. These are feet huggers, man. Get over to steponsocks.com right now. Mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. We're going to talk COVID vaccines with the doctor right now. John Here to Help. That's how you know him on Twitter. His real name, Dr. Jonathan McGreevy. He is here naming names, telling all. We touched briefly on COVID. We obviously are under a clock here. I could talk to you, Dr. McGreevy, for days. And I'm sure that listeners will critique this by saying, I don't know why you didn't let him talk longer. Well, we have a certain time slot that we are allotted, and I'm sure that we will get you back again to talk more about this. We talked about COVID, its intentional man-engineered function. We talked about the vaccine and the rolling out. What is the real plan for the vaccine? What do they want from this vaccine? What results are they looking for? What benchmark of achievement are they searching?
Well, you'll hear certain politicians, governors, we must get 50, 60% or more of the population vaccinated. Well, that would reduce the population by a great deal. Not kill them. They're not going to die, but they'd be debilitated. You're a 25-year-old man with Alzheimer's, so a young lady with dementia. It's horrible. So many of us have had to, you know, take everyone to, of course, but take care of an older relative, a loved one, with these conditions. And it's horrible. They can't take care of themselves. And to see their mind goes, like, you know, I'd rather lose a limb or something than your mind. And that's what it does. And there's system-wide damage. There's organ damage builds up in the system. But overall, the effect is neurological, what we've seen. And half a family. Here's a family of four again. Look around. Which one of you got the right vaccine? Which one of you got one of the bad ones? One, two, three of you are now disabled mentally. You know, I'm quite certain if you have an 18-year-old with Alzheimer's, they're going to vote Democrat, I'm certain. But, you know, you still have to care for them. Their care is 24/7, nonstop, and expensive. You're going to be dependent on the government. Get 50, 60% of the people vaccinated, or more, 70, 80%. We want them all, because over half the people are going to be dependent on the government for care. The other half are going to be taking care of them. And that's what they want. Because once everyone's dependent in one form or another on the government, communism is already here.
Right.
You don't even have to announce it.
You have been an integral part of doing the research and developing some of these things. That is why you're able to speak from an educated perspective on this. I want people to understand that this is what you do. This is your profession. This is what your expertise is in. Is that correct?
Part of it. I mean, at the time, yes. I mean, that's molecular biology, molecular chemistry, in addition to the medical. So, yes, I mean, that's what I did. And that was part of what the one doctor's based on was gain of function research. I've had to bump into Fauci many times since the 80s. And he's had a 30-year coke habit off and on. But, I mean, he just can't control himself. And he's a nasty, nasty person. Anyone who is physically bigger than he is, he automatically hates them. Anyone who is intellectually smarter than he is, he immediately hates them and wants to destroy them. He's done this in many ways. He's blackballed people. You have very gifted, dedicated men and women, researchers, physicians, pour their heart into something to save lives. They'll bring it to him. And if it's good, if it's something you understand, he'll stall them, stall the opinion, stall approval, and give it to someone else, just flat out steal it. If it's something dangerous, he'll move it on. But he always informs the people who pay his bills what's going on, because they're always looking for something they can use to further their goals, and they have found one. COVID is engineered without question. It is not very well engineered. It's like a puzzle with other puzzle pieces stuck in it, and you can see them, but it's effective. The truly damning part would be the vaccine. That's easier. And that's what they're getting. As I used the analogy, so a lot of people, military, police, law enforcement, everything. If I took a 1911, standard 1911, and I safety checked it, and I detail stripped every last screw, put it in a box, shook it up, opened the lid, said, what's that? Closed it. You can tell me it's a firearm. Some of you could put it back together. And a few gifted specialists could make it better, improve upon it, customize it. Well, that's what they're doing. That's the level you're at with the virus. It's normal. Gain-of-function research is important. It's something that's normally done. Do it for research, because let's say it's a virus. Viruses are really good at getting in the body, getting into certain areas. What if you got a virus that will carry medicine into a cancer cell? What if you can give a tumor a virus and kill it? That's what you want. But you also get bad results. You get results that could be used as a weapon. And that's what they're doing. They've cobbled together a zip gun, and they're running around with it, and it's dangerous.
Do you know what's in these vaccines?
It's the vaccine itself. I mean, it's like the COVID, but much higher version, much more concentrated, much more deadly version, because it's easier to make.
So the virus is in the vaccine. The vaccine is the virus, but in a concentrated form.
Right. It is. I mean, they introduced HIV, so it fools the body. The body doesn't recognize it. If they inject it and you immediately go into a reaction, then your body starts fighting it. Here we go. But basically, I can suppress the immune system, make sure it's all the way in there. And they put in different things that would get it through. They put in this HIV to make it suppress the immune system. That way it can go in, your body wouldn't recognize it, and boom, there you go.
What is your theory on shedding and transmission? They knew that there would be vaccine hesitancy. They have told us for many years that they were going to do self-transmissible vaccines, vaccines that were, in essence, quote, contagious. People are experiencing side effects that are around vaccinated people, although they are not vaccinated themselves. We're talking about irregularities in menstrual cycles. We're talking about headaches, fatigue, things like that. Are the non-vaccinated people that are subjected to vaccinated people essentially becoming vaccinated, are they hopelessly lost as well?
No, they're not hopelessly lost. Yes, they are being exposed. They're shedding in many diseases. I mean, herpes sheds. That's why you can catch herpes from someone that's not having an outbreak. That's normal how they happen. COVID and SARS, there's a horse version as well, and that's shed through fecal matter. But what you're having is this one, the vaccine, because it's so concentrated, your body's replicating it so much that it's coming out everywhere. Your hands could be dirty. You know, people aren't cleaning this. You could have fecal matter on your hands, your the fluid in your system, you're sneezing, you're coughing, things like that, and it's in the air. Now, a lot of that would be most likely psychosomatic if, you know, it's like you don't want the vaccine, you know there's something wrong with it, and there is. You're not wrong. But if you know the person's vaccinated, you're like, you know, it's a lot of that would be psychosomatic, but there are going to be legitimate things because it's so concentrated. You know, it's like, you know, think of it as perfume. If you put on some perfume in the corner and you're all the way across the room, you might get a little whiff of, okay. If somebody comes over and pours it right next to you, it's going to be overpowering. And this is what you're working with now. The person has it in their system and it's replicated it so much. They're giving off an aura of it, like they're greasy and their body's expelling it because their body's fighting it, but it's been suppressed. So it's replicating your body. It's like, what's this? So it's trying to deal with it. And it's kind of like somebody who's sweaty working out next to you. You can feel their body heat. You can smell the sweat. You know, not saying they stink or anything, but that's what they're doing, and they're close to it. So some of that's going to be just mental, of course, because people are so concerned about it, it should be. But there are going to be instances where it's exhaled, where it's secreted through the system because there's so much. And it can get you. You could pick it up from that. This was discussed actually way over a year ago when I wrote a thing about, they called it VAC cards back then, vaccination cards. And they wanted a vaccination card, which is now called a COVID passport or an immunization vax passport. And I wrote about way over a year ago because this was part of their intent where they wanted the VAC card, the COVID passport, to completely be the top of line, the ID. They wanted it to go past the state ID, the passport, because you cared about the country. You cared enough to get vaccinated, so your vaccine passport is the only ID you need for any government service or to vote. They were trying to delegitimize the passport, driver's license, anything. They wanted this to be the ID. I wrote about it way over a year ago because this was a big part of their plan. They loved that part. There was also a part, again, way over a year ago, where there would be COVID refugees and people who were permanently disabled for just being exposed to COVID or having COVID or the vaccine or being exposed to people who have been in the vaccine. And again, way over a year ago, before this came out, before the vaccine was even available, because they knew this was coming, because it was their intent. And you were permanently unemployable, you couldn't work, you'd be permanently sick, and these COVID refugees were, again, dependent on the government. And this is their goal, dependency on the government, soften you up, shortages on everything, food, electricity, ammo, medication, fuel. We're seeing it all the time, but they're not stopping. They say it's a problem. They say it's a hack, and yet it continues.
It's amazing to me that the general public is aware that Dr. Fauci predicted a pandemic or a breakout. He predicted that it would happen during the Trump administration and that people still call this a conspiracy theory. Is it your belief, or do you have knowledge of, whether or not people like Barack Hussein Obama, Anthony the criminal liar Fauci, illegitimate Joe Biden, have these people received the vaccine? I mean, they've rolled up their sleeve on national television. Are they not getting the vaccine?
No. I mean, you could, you know, wonder, maybe hope a little bit that they got one of the bad ones, but I don't wish anything like that on anyone. However, they didn't get the vaccine. These people think way too highly of themselves to risk that, and especially when they know what's coming. This whole COVID thing and the vaccine especially was supposed to happen in Hillary's second term. You know, like I said, imagine the hysteria of the nonstop media, the nonstop lockdowns, the massive changes in laws under the second term of a Hillary presidency, as opposed to President Trump, who was trying to do the right thing every day. I mean, it would have been completely night and day. And there's, look at what they're doing now. Just magnify it by 1,000 times.
When we talk about politicians that are supposedly for us, we as patriots, we as America First people, red pill people, we identify with a certain group of people that we believe are there for us. Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan. And I'm naming a few of probably a half a dozen. What about these people? Have they received the injection? Do these people all know? Is everybody complicit in this? Is everybody keeping this from the American public? Is everybody taking some sort of a saline or fake faux injection on television, knowing exactly what it is that it's doing? Are they 100% everybody in government in on this?
No. not at all. And I really hope they did not take the vaccine at all. If they did, I hope they got one of the neutral ones. But if they did, they did it with the best of intention to support people. It's like fear is rampant. People are violent over not wearing a mask, not getting a vaccine. I mean, actually violent because they're so scared. And then stand up and say, okay, look, I'm getting it. And then that will calm a lot of people down. It will calm people down. It's like, okay, I got it. I have my security blanket. I'm calm now. I got my vaccine. I'm good. And it stops some of the fear. They'll still get nasty or get nasty not wearing a mask or you don't care about me, blah, blah. But it stops a lot of that. So as leaders, they were doing the only thing they could at the time to help save lives, to help calm people down. And if they put themselves at risk to do it, it's sad, but more commendable.
Dr. Jonathan McGreevy is with us. We are out of time in this particular segment. We're coming right back. We're going to talk specifically about that. Who is here to fight for us, how they can fight, and what is next for Dr. McGreevy. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we will talk to Dr. McGreevy about his plans, his run for the United States Senate, as well as who else is stepping up and how. Right now, I want to remind you about one of the premier sponsors here on the Stu Peters Show, and that is Verve Forever. Now, if you're already doing CBD business with somebody else, but you're not doing CBD business with a veteran-owned company, well, I don't know why. That just seems absolutely ridiculous to me. Do your CBD business with a veteran-owned America First company. Verve Forever can be found at AmericaFirstOil.com. Now, if you're not using CBD, if you're not up on the CBD game, maybe you don't know that it can help you with physical ailments like joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. It helps with migraine headaches. It helps with arthritis. That's what I used it for. I had arthritis in my shoulder. I was actually slated for surgery. No longer do I need it. My full range of motion is back. I have zero pain in my left shoulder at all whatsoever, which allows me to do everything, including just roll out of bed in the morning. You know, at this age, we have a harder time doing that. But also CBD can help you with your psychological daily well-being. Maybe just stress and anxiety. Who doesn't have that in today's time? Raising kids, COVID this, pandemic that, shutdown, lockdown this and that. Stress and anxiety is running rampant right now. But what about a diagnosis like PTSD or ADHD? Yes, CBD can help with that too. Find out all of the benefits and do business with a veteran-owned CBD company called Verve Forever by going to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Oh, by the way, 50% off. 50, that's 50, half off right now at AmericaFirstOil.com if you use the promo code VET50, that's VET50. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. We are back with John Here to Help. That's how you know him on Twitter. His real name, Dr. Jonathan McGreevy, not Ryan White. That is the name that he was forced to adopt for obvious reasons, for cover, and so on and so forth. We have talked about the stolen election. We have talked about the January 6th insurrection. We have talked about Major General Walker. We have talked about Nancy Pelosi and her complicity. We have talked about the pedophilia of Vice President Pence, the illegitimate House Speaker position. We have talked about COVID. We've talked about the injections. We have exposed Anthony Fauci. We have exposed Bill Gates. What have we missed? What do you want to make sure that everybody knows before we go on to how to fix this, how to react to this, and who can help stop it?
Everyone's aware of the audits that are happening in different states, and they're going to plainly show the fraud. They need to continue because of a system-wide, but especially in those states. And that's really all you need to prove it. January 6th was to cement everything in, to give them their excuse to crack down. You can see everything they're doing. I would like the elected officials, Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, others, to look into it officially, request these records now that they know they exist. I'd like the family of Ashley Babbitt, who is fighting this, to request them in their court case. Discovery. No one knew to look for the military. The FBI is playing games. That's all they do. We don't have any communications that reveal anything like that. There's no orders, anything like that. Of course you don't, because they went through the military. You took all the civilian stuff. You're playing word games like you always do.
If you were talking to the family of Ashley Babbitt, to Senator Paul, to Senator Cruz, right now, or anybody else willing to fight and ask for something specific, once again, what exactly, specifically, is it that you're asking them to do?
Overall, I ask everyone to hold off on the vaccine, please. Save lives right now. Request something official, an investigation, something The January 6th stuff is going to fall apart, along with the audits are going to prove the fraud. It's going to happen. Talk to that man. Appeal to his sense of honor. And hopefully he will go along with it. It's going to come out. It's not hidden. It's not done and over with, as they tell him. And protect him. He is a loose thread between Pelosi and her power base and the FBI, and that's a bad place to be.
The Honorable William J. Walker, Major General and current Sergeant at Arms. Senator Cruz, Senator Paul, anybody else, if you are listening, we know that you do, please, please appeal to his sense of honor and protect this man. This is real. I mean, this is real. If you don't think they will get to him, they absolutely will. I don't want that to happen. And obviously, Dr. Jonathan McGreevy doesn't want that to happen either. There are many elected representatives that are out here that seem to be fighting for us, Dr. McGreevy. Our salvation can be found in part due to the efforts of these people, these America First people specifically. We have to be careful about that because there are America First imposters out there who have adopted this creed in order to further the power and control of the deep state cabal that wishes to topple our political system. But there are a few that are out here fighting amongst us that are real, that are genuine. What specifically can they do right now to help stop what is this seemingly stopless train that is headed down the tracks for this Marxist coup to complete itself?
Protect yourselves, stay healthy, stay sane, keep your faith very close to you. Communicate with your elected officials. There are some, you know who they are, they're fighting. You're going to have to discern who to support, who's America First, who isn't, who values life over themselves. And you know there's many like that. They put themselves first before anything else. It's a self-preservation thing. We all have it. But they're in a position. That's their job, to put us over all as a whole. And they're not doing it. And you know who they are. And you can figure it out. So support the people who do support everyone, who value life, who value our country, and the people who support them. Stay together. They want you divided. They want you to hate each other. All this talk about race and color, and nobody ever mentions the color blue. Every one of us out here, no matter what you think, all of us are floating around in a little blue ball together. It's ridiculous that we kill and hate each other over less than 2% difference. We should be celebrating that. It was like, tell me why you're different. I want to know. What kind of food do you eat? Where are you from? But it's completely reversed, and that's the way they want it. They want you to hate and kill each other. We're almost identical. It's mind-boggling. But it's for a reason, it's for a purpose, and it's for their power and their position and their money.
And it seems to be really predictable. It seems to be all part of the plan. We've seen this in history. In history, if you don't jump out in front of it, is bound to repeat itself. All right. This is very exciting for me. On your Twitter handle, a lot of people say John, they see the John U.S. Senate candidate. This is not a joke. This is for real. You are running for the United States Senate. And tell us about that and make the announcement.
Oh, yes. Okay. My name is John McGreevy. I am running for the United States Senate from the state of Maryland. I'm running for a seat that's currently occupied by Chris Van Hollen. It's certainly legitimate. I'm registered with the Federal Elections Commission. I'm registered with the state of Maryland. I am a legal candidate. I have quite a bit of experience. I have over 40 years of putting America first, even to my own detriment, and it's the least I could do. Other people have paid much more. But I have to come out front. I've worked on campaigns. I have family that has held political office at various levels. And I worked on different campaigns, different levels. I've worked on campaigns for both Democrat and Republican, especially in Maryland, when it was a good person, when they wanted to do right by the people. I had no problem doing that, when they put the people first. And it's either side, especially in Maryland. And Maryland, although I'm running as a Republican, Maryland has a good head on its shoulders. They will put things aside. They're like, doesn't matter. He's right, and we need that, and they'll vote, and they've done it before. So I am running legitimately. I'm coming out of the shadows. I'm going to run. I am running. The campaign website, the official site, will be up very shortly, and here we go. The official kickoff is, of course, in November, but we are already started. I have some very solid people around me, wonderful people, some of whom I've met on Twitter, and they're helping. They're doing everything we can, but we are very much a grassroots operation and can use all the help we can get. Any support, I hope we have the support of the medical and the hospital research institutions. I got in Maryland because I have a good history with them, but I mean, the people, the hospitals don't vote, but financial support, great, but I need votes. I'm not one of those politicians, and I'm not here to win a race. I'm not here to say, I won, give me stuff. I'm here to be hired to do a job, and it's going to be a difficult job. You're going to have to take the country first, and you're going to need some type of medical background, some type of knowledge. When this is already going on, you can't have somebody say, oh, there's a problem, and give me a few weeks to get back to you because I have to talk to six professionals way over there. I don't need that. I'm qualified to do the job, and I have a background that allows me to do it fast and effective. I've always been the one where there's a problem, I'm going that way. I'll go stand right in the middle of the riot and see what I can do.
When the site goes live, when it becomes official in November, when you, using your words, come out from the shadows, will you come back here, and can we do this again?
I'll be happy to. I'm very grateful for the time and time with the audience. I know everyone's busy. We're trying to survive and get through this. Everything's still very much manipulated, so I appreciate everyone's time a great deal.
And we appreciate and value these listeners as well, and the people that take the time to view it. By the way, I wanted to make sure that you are aware that this discussion in its entirety will be put up at StuPeters.tv, but we will also take the opportunity to segment this and try to break it down into topics so that you can replay it 10, 12, 13 minutes at a time at your leisure. And we appreciate this person being here today. Jonathan McGreevy, Dr. at John Here to Help. I cannot tell you how humbled I am by you coming on the program. I have oftentimes said I am no hero, but I have walked alongside of a few, and I believe that you are one of them. I believe you to be a credible person. I believe you to be telling the truth. You have corroborated everything that was released by Lynn Wood in those transcripts as being true and accurate. You've said that you can corroborate it with fact. You have called on Major General Walker and the current Sergeant of Arms to come forward. You have called for a hail of protection around him. Senator Cruz, Senator Paul, please do the right thing. It is time for us to stand up for this country. Any final words from you, Dr. McGreevy?
Thank you very much. I am credible, certainly a hero, not at all. I get through and do what needs to be done. So that's all you can do. And I said I'll put everyone first. I've always done that, even to my own detriment. And I will continue to do so if you see fit to hire me. And I appreciate it.
Thank you for your bravery. Thank you very much for your bravery and for your humility. We appreciate it. Dr. Jonathan McGreevy, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate that. A credible whistleblower, I believe him to be telling the truth. Again, it's not my job to determine whether or not somebody is telling the truth, but rather just to establish their credibility. And I think that Dr. Jonathan McGreevy has done that. Don't forget that you can support the show right now by going to StuPeters.shop. You guys told me that if I committed to 100% made in the USA that you would buy the shirt, even though it might cost you a little bit more. So I did it. It's red, it's white, it's got the red, white, and blue right on the sleeve, the flag, Old Glory, in the right direction, stars facing forward, because we would never lead anything else into battle. Go to StuPeters.shop right now and support the program. If you can't afford to buy a shirt, no problem. You can still sign up for our email list. Don't miss one thing as all of the censorship continues to take place. Remember to join me in my Proton Mail, secure and encrypted. If you have tips or if you have stories, things that you want me to investigate or look into, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. Follow me in Telegram. Very important. T.me/StuPeters. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radar.